All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. I am glad that you are here on this day and pray that these few moments together will be a blessing of inspiration and motivation to lift you and to take on whatever challenge it is that you might face. Well, today the thought comes from a resource from Michael Moynihan, and he wrote a litany of contradictory things. And this prayer that he wrote is based on the words of Jesus, where "let us both grow together," when he was talking about wheat and weeds growing in the same field. Now, if you've been outside in your yard or walking around in a park, you see right now a lot of wheat and weeds growing together. It just is what it is. It's always a part of the growth process. And so our minds might be dualistic, like one or the other, either or. But the reality is most of our life is both and. And so I want to motivate you today to think about this litany of contradictory things of growing together. So here it is. Are you ready? Wheat and weeds, let them grow together. Arabs and Jews in Palestine, let them grow together. Greeks and Turks of the Balkans, let them grow together. Catholics and Protestants of Northern Ireland, let them grow together. Pros and contras of Central America, let them grow together. Documented and undocumented aliens, let them grow together. Immigrants and Native Americans, let them grow together. Blacks and whites of South Africa, let them grow together. Sikhs and Hindus of India, let them grow together. Revolutionaries and reactionaries, let them grow together. Russians and Americans, Russians and Ukrainians, let them grow together. Religious leaders who lay and lighten burdens, let them grow together. Disciples prone to boast and betrayals, let them grow together. People who wound and heal, let them grow together. Rich and poor, humble and haughty, let them grow together. Those whose thinking is similar and contrary, let them grow together. Those whose feelings are transparent or concealed, let them grow together. Days of sparseness and days of plenty, let them grow together. Winter, spring, summer, fall, let them grow together. All the seasons of one's life, let them grow together. Joys and sorrow, laughter and tears, let them grow together. Strength and weakness, let them grow together. Doubt and faith, let them grow together. Denial and commitment, let them grow together. Preoccupation and freedom, let them grow together. Virtue and vice, let them grow together. Contemplation and action, let them grow together. Giving and receiving, let them grow together. The helpful and the helpless, let them grow together. Wisdom of the East and West, let them grow together. All contrarieties of the Spirit, let them grow together. To which I would say, yes, this is all held and being grown together. And this is life. As you think about today, the situations, the forces, the people in your life with whom you maybe are in opposition, what happens when you shift attention away from them and consider what of them is also within you? Because yes, we grow together. We are in connection. We belong as one. And what we might oppose outwardly in others is often present inwardly within us. And so we need to look for that. Yes, today and always, let us grow together. Good day.